from WAWG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, my Hollywood contact. Doug, your stage name for everybody. What is it?
Jason Douglas.
Okay, so if you want to, like, stalk him, you just Google Jason Douglas, right, Doug?
That's right, and please do. I don't have any stalkers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Please stalk me.
Danville boy who has moved himself out to Hollywood, and you work for a very reputable Hollywood magazine, a TV news show. You have all the inside. And I think, you know, yesterday morning when I found out the news about Anna Faris and Chris Pratt breaking up, I was heartbroken. I love those two.
Well, you know, everybody here was too. You know, we reported it on Sunday night, and everybody here, you could just hear the gasp in our office. Like, people were like, you have got to be kidding me. These guys have been married for 8 years, and they were like the perfect Hollywood couple.
So what happened?
Well, you know, she was married once before back in I think it was 2004, she married a guy named Ben Indra. And he was a small-time actor, and he'd done some small stuff, but she was kind of big. You know, she had just started to get the Scary Movie franchise, and she was, you know, starting to move up in the Hollywood food chain. And they got divorced in 2007, and she was on one of the talk shows, and she said it just became a big strain because, you know, he couldn't deal with her being so famous. And, you know, they started fighting about that and money. So, you know, they split. Now, Chris and her got married in 2009. And, of course, you know, she was the bigger star. She had done, the House Bunny and, you know, still with the Scary Movie franchise. And he was just starting out. He spent 7 years on Parks and Rec. I don't know if you remember that show with Amy Poehler.
Right, and wasn't he heavier at that time?
He was, you know, if you look back, he was, you know, he's a good-looking guy.
Right.
You got to admit that. But he was a little bit heavier, a little bit chunkier, and that's when they met. He was a small-time actor. And now, you know, he has become this major Hollywood star with Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, the Lego Movie, Jurassic World. In fact, he was just filming Jurassic World 2, and he's been away for a while. And, you know, she's just doing the Mom TV series, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on for about 4 seasons, and it's doing really well. But it's based right here in L.A., so she stays here and takes care of the kid, her kid, Jack. And he's off traveling, making these big blockbuster movies. So it looks to me like a little bit of karma came back to her. Now he's the bigger star, and she's starting to be a little bit envious.
So kind of hard to handle that. And I guess I can see that when careers take off at a different level, if you don't have that true love, that true support, that can make folks kind of envious. And that's a shame. If you are envious of your spouse, that's probably not a good sign for the future of that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're both actors, and, you know, I don't know, out here, you know, you're up 1 week and you're down 1 week, and, you know, you just really can't rely on all that income unless you become a major star. But something broke overnight, and my sources are telling me that the big thing that happened was that she wanted a family. She wants more kids. And she wants a stable base right here in L.A. And he wants to travel and make these big blockbuster movies like he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of got into a little, you know, a little family squabble. And they said they're splitting up.
Okay. Just could not work that detail out. I think the split, at least appearances on social media, seems to be pretty amicable. But you never know behind the scenes, right, Doug?
Yeah, well, it is, you know, and they're nice people, but there are some personal issues that we're not going to, you know, they haven't really released yet, but family was the biggest one, you know. She wanted one, he didn't, so they decided to separate.
Okay, and they already have a four-year-old, too, so we wish that child the best, and we wish them the best. Taylor Swift, what's going on there?
Oh, wow. Now, Taylor Swift, this thing is finally coming to a head. We talked about it, I think it was a couple weeks ago or last week, about, you know, what actually had happened. And now it's going to trial. They went to trial yesterday, and they had the jury selection. And Taylor sat there in a little conservative white jacket, and she took notes, and she watched over all the, you know, the jury selection. And it is going to start today. Opening arguments start today.
And you know there have got to be a lot of Taylor fans there. This is going on in Denver, right?
Right. It's going on in Denver, and you're right. All the Swifties, now they can, you know, they're lining up. They said the cops said they can start lining up at 6. And they'll let him in at 7. And there's only, get this, there's only 32 seats that they're offering to the public each day.
So you got to get there early if you want a seat for this show.
You have got to get there really. Now, that's just to be in the actual courtroom. Now, they do have an overflow room with about 75 people with some TV monitors that you can watch also. But I would like to be sitting right there watching Taylor's face the whole time.
Oh, I would too. And, you know, her nemesis, Katy Perry, I'm sure she won't be there, but she's in the news this morning.
Well, Katy won't be there, but, you know, we did get her out Saturday night, cozied up to a very handsome Hollywood actor who was in one of the biggest franchise movies ever, and his name is Robert Pattinson.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Twilight, right? The Twilight
movies?
Right. Okay.
He was in all the Twilight movies. We got him out at the Sunset Tower Hotel, and they were just really cozied up, looking really romantic and in this restaurant. And there's a rumor that they started dating right after her split from Orlando Bloom. So we're still working on that story. But I tell you, I've seen the pictures, Carol, and I know if you and I were having dinner, we would not be that cozy.
Okay, yeah. We're good friends,
you know?
But come on.
We're good friends, but... You know, they're saying they're good friends, but good friends do not lay on each other's shoulders.
All right. Well, Doug, thank you so much for the inside scoop. We really appreciate all of this, and we like getting that little breaking news, too. So keep us updated and keep up the great work in Hollywood. And, again, I will encourage everybody, go ahead and stalk him on social media. Jason Douglas is his stage name. Yes, his professional name. Doug Lewis, when he was a high school kid here back in the 80s with me at GW. So, Doug, thank you so much for calling us from Hollywood this morning.
Carol, you're welcome. Always good to talk to you.